It's Wednesday, the 8th of May, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. Namibia marks International Nurses Day today with a theme centered on the economic power of nursing care. The focus is on addressing financial challenges and undervaluation nurses face despite their critical role in healthcare. The day aims to reshape perceptions and underscores the economic benefits of investing in nursing. Junior Shilunga, Secretary General of the Nurses Union.
The significance of this day is to remind the government about and everyone about the importance of the nurses in our healthcare system. They work, they do, the sacrifices that they make. So it is very imperative that we recognize their hard work, and so that is why we celebrate on a yearly basis. As a union, we are there for them, and we are always trying to reach out to the government to make sure that those issues are addressed.
The City of Windhoek and MTC have formed a crucial partnership to bolster safety and security efforts in the city. Through a memorandum of understanding, they aim to empower the Windhoek City Police Service with advanced technologies to combat crime more effectively. The city's Lydia Mutenya.
The partnership sealed through the memorandum of understanding marks a significant step towards the realization of a safe city where innovation meets security. With MTC's support, the city will see the installation of advanced CCTV systems, a move that promises to strengthen and enhance surveillance and deter criminal activities in Windhoek. This initiative is a shining example of how public-private partnership can enhance our city's infrastructure and quality of life.
Independent presidential candidate Aili Angula has announced plans for the Financial Family Relief The Rise Together program, which will offer $1,750 per month to Namibians aged 18 to 59 for a duration of 3 years if she assumes office. Activist Herbert Yauch weighs in on the proposal.
To hear ideas and strategies of how poverty can be eliminated and how we guarantee a decent life for all post-election, and that mustn't be cheap electoral talk, it must be commitment and practical interventions to achieve that aim.
Namibia Nutrition and Food Alliance Director Ben Sharnick offered this comment.
I actually like to see change in that suggestion is that it doesn't really apply only to adults as from the age of 18 or 19, but that it really starts from birth, because especially children have a huge need in their developmental stages.
Western Cape's disaster management says all individuals still trapped under the rubble of the collapsed multi-story building under construction in George will be treated as alive for the next 3 days. This as the search and rescue efforts continue. 7 of the 75 construction workers who were on site at the time of the collapse have been killed, while 41 remain trapped. The disaster management chief, Colin Dana, says rescuers have started the process of delayering. The United States is holding up arms shipments to Israel, a move officials claim is intended to send a political message to its Middle East ally. The decision was initially reported over the weekend and marks the first time the U.S. has delayed a potential weapons sale to Israel since Hamas attacked the country 7 months ago. With the details, Benji Hayer.
The executive branch of the government here is required to notify Congress by Wednesday on whether Israel's breached international law in this conflict, findings which could bring about even more calls to halt arms shipments to Israel as lawmakers stateside come under intense pressure to stop supplying weapons used in this war effort, having recently passed another huge funding package for Israel worth tens of billions of dollars. The White House insists its commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad. The US is Israel's biggest financial and arms backer. Benji Hayer, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.